This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The tributes are pouring in for a former ESPN sports anchor, Stuart Scott, who died Sunday after a long battle with cancer. He was just 49 years old.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Monday, January 5th, 2015. Happy birthday to Dwight Richard. And as you heard yesterday, all over the world, people were tweeting, they were Facebooking, and they were sending their regards to the family of Stuart Scott, the longtime SportsCenter anchor and ESPN personality known for his enthusiasm and his great sayings. He died yesterday at the age of 49 and been fighting cancer since a diagnosis in late 2007. Remained dedicated to his craft even as he underwent chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Also, over the weekend, lost Edward Brooke III, who in 1966 became the first African-American elected to the United States Senate by popular vote, winning as a Republican in the state of Massachusetts overwhelmingly, died on Saturday at his home in Coral Gables, Florida. He was 95. Jury selection in the trial of Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, accused in the Boston Marathon attacks, begins today. Those chosen from a pool of about 1,200 will decide whether Tsarnaev planned and carried out the twin bombings that killed three people and injured more than 260 near the finish line on the race April 15, 2013. Mario Cuomo has also died. The leading liberal voice, who served three terms as governor of New York, died just hours after his son Andrew began his second term as the state's chief executive. He was 82. Thousands of city police officers in New York City turned their backs on the mayor, Bill de Blasio, as he was there to eulogize an officer shot dead with his partner and repeating a stinging display of scorn for the mayor. The show of disrespect came outside the funeral home where Officer Wenjian Liu was being remembered as an incarnation of the American dream, a man who had immigrated to the United States at age 12, devoted himself to helping others in his adopted country. And Tasha Thomas, the girlfriend of the man shot at Walmart in Ohio, also died in a New Year's Eve crash. She was a girlfriend of John Crawford III. She died in a car crash. Her mother says that the 26-year-old woman was being given a ride to her car when the crash occurred. And there is some good news for fans of D'Angelo. He has set himself free by paying off his tax debt. Fresh off the release of his greatly anticipated new album, Black Messiah, he made good paying off a huge tax debt that amounted to more than $160,000.
How you like the new stuff?
You know what? It took me a minute, but I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to.
If you like D'Angelo, you will like this.
I think so. And I'm.
If you didn't like D'Angelo, you won't like this.
Not so much. But I was a big fan.
I think he stayed true. He stayed true to D'Angelo.
Yeah, I do. I agree. And at first,
you
I was like.
You think Angie like it? Just putting it out there.
If it makes money for the child support.
Depending on how much it makes.
He's not still paying child support, is he? How old is that kid?
No, I'm just wondering if she would like it.
You don't think there's some back years?
Oh, yeah. If he's behind on taxes.
Come on. Come on.
He's got to be behind on taxes. He's got to be behind on some child support.
If he wasn't paying the government, you think he was paying
her? I brought that up, D'Angelo, man. Ain't my bad, man.
Yeah, right.
Claire, I'm surprised at you.
It's the first of the year, man. I'm sorry. I'm allowed one.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.